Scientists on both sides of the Canadian border are among a large group of experts hoping to convince the government of British Columbia to study the cumulative impacts of proposed development in the transboundary region. At issue, new power lines. In a letter sent Tuesday to BC Premier Christy Clark, 36 scientists say industrialization spurred by the line threatens the area. Rosemarie Alexander of member station KTOO reports.
The 287 kilovolt Northwest Transmission Line will stretch 214 miles north from the Skeena substation near Terrace, British Columbia. The power line has touched off what Dr. Jim Pojar of Smithers, BC, calls a gold rush mentality in the transboundary region. At least 11 mines, coal bed methane, and 18 hydroelectric projects are proposed for the Canadian side.
There's no complete assessment of what could happen if all of them get developed.
Pojar is one of the scientists who have signed on to the letter. They say the Stikine, Iskuk, and Unuk rivers, important to both sides of the border, are the most vulnerable. To the north, the scientists believe the Taku River is already threatened by the existing Tulsiquit Chief mine at its BC headwaters. It's an impressive list of PhD-level scientists. Dr. Jack Stanford of the University of Montana at Missoula is among them.
That's a very broad cross-section of the scientific expertise of the United States and Canada.
Stanford says that should carry some weight with the politicians.
If it doesn't, it just means that the disconnect between science and government is more profound than we think. We want them to listen to this.
The scientist's letter requests a transparent ecosystem-based approach for assessing new development in the transboundary watersheds. A forest ecologist, Pojar has spent a lot of time in the transboundary area. He says big chunks of the watersheds are still fearsomely wild.
This isn't just another piece of northern bush.
The transboundary rivers support all five species of Pacific salmon that sustain Alaska and British Columbia commercial sport and subsistence fisheries. Dr. K.V. Koski of Juneau has studied southeast Alaska's rivers, including many years on the Taku.
All those transboundary rivers basically are the same type of system, you know, and they rely on so much of the wood and debris in those areas for forming the habitats and maintaining the channels and the sloughs and things like that.
Koski says hundreds of thousands of salmon rear every year in the lower Taku River in Alaska.
So it's really important that those habitats are protected.
Stanford calls the transboundary rivers the primary salmon producers of North America.
They're the last best places for fish, particularly salmon.
The BC Environmental Assessment Office is responsible for evaluating mining, energy, and transportation projects for the province. A recent Auditor General's report indicates the EAO is erratic when it comes to monitoring and enforcement. If that's the case, the scientists say, the BC government cannot assure environmental protection at the headwaters of the transboundary rivers or downstream in Alaska. They say even if only some of the proposed development happens, it could transform the ecological landscape of the region. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.